Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson and delighted today to bring you Mr. Tom Sperling. He's the Managing Director of Spark Technologies. For those of you out there listening, if you don't know Spark Technologies, you are going to find out what we're talking about today is all about graphene. Now, Spark Technologies are listing in mid-November on the ASX. It's a reverse takeover from Acacia Coal. But goodness me, they've got some exciting stuff going on. They're going to become a globally significant developer of graphene-based products. And we're going to talk about graphene, what is graphene, and then we're going to go into Spark Technology. So, Tom, welcome to Small Caps. Great to see you.
Thanks, Kerry. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, you're down there in Adelaide, which has been nicely sheltered from this nasty
COVID pandemic. It is the safest place on earth. So it's very nice to be here.
Well, let's start off. Graphene is really, it's kind of a new generation material. So let's start, before we go into Spark Technologies, I'd really like our listeners to understand what is graphene and why it is this sort of new generation super material.
Yeah. So graphene was only discovered relatively recently, in 2004, by some researchers in the University of Manchester. Graphene is a derivative of graphite. It's a two-dimensional material made up of carbon atoms arranged in a hexagonal lattice. And what that does is create a material that has unique properties that are capable of being imparted upon other materials, and therefore giving us the ability to disrupt global industries with a new range of products, infused, if you like, with the properties of graphene.
So, and graphene, you know, as you say, it was only discovered in 2004. It's really an industry that's just getting started. Would that be right to say?
Yes, and the Australian government in about 2013 or 14, I think, really set about trying to establish, made some investments in graphene, establishing a capability in graphene at the university network in Australia. And we are a child of that, if you like. We are we're taking advantage of that. So graphene's properties of being super light, antimicrobial, hydrophobic, that means it resists water, it's super conductive, it's 200 times stronger than steel. All these very unique properties are capable of being infused, or the race, or the important part of our business is to infuse those properties upon a selection of materials to access particular markets. And Spark is about, we've selected three of the world's markets to go for first.
What are those three markets, Tom?
So first of all, and the one we've had the most success in our seed funding round, has been in marine and protective coatings, where we have taken standard industrial heavy-duty coatings used to paint large vessels and infrastructure, and we're conducting tests to mix in an amount of graphene into those standard coatings and testing its anti-corrosive, antimicrobial, the ability to improve the drag on a vessel.
Those which would, I guess, improve fuel consumption, etc.
Correct. They're very, very large potential benefits.
I want to take a step back because I mentioned right at the beginning that you're listing on the ASX in the middle of November.
Yep.
But Spark Technologies is a collaboration between the University of Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they've come on board as a cornerstone investor, which I find very interesting. Can you just explain?
Collaboration is always a scary word with universities. I mean, what we're actually, we are an independent private company or public company now. Right. And and our shareholder, a large shareholder, is a university, who have chosen to, instead of license fees, have chosen to take equity in our company, which is great. From it shows a statement of confidence in what they've done. Now, Spark, we came up with the name Spark because it spans, that's the SPA, research and collaboration, if you like. Okay. Commercialization. So we are taking world-class research at the University of Adelaide and its and the Graphene Hub, which is made up of about three other universities in Australia, and commercializing it. We're taking it out of the lab and into the real world. So we are doing the work to make something that works in a beaker work in an industrial size plant. And we're targeting some very large markets. As I said, the first is the marine and protective coatings market. You know, there's like $5 billion spent every year painting ships. The other one is environmental remediation, where we are using the hydrophobic, or we intend to work on a product that will enable the hydrophobic aspects of graphene to be imparted upon absorbent materials that will enable water to be separated from oil and other contaminants, so that you can then safely either, well, most likely safely dispose of the oil, but you don't have environmentally damaging water lying around. And we've, in our seed funding round, we've managed to attract a collaboration partner from the oil and gas industry in Australia for us to work further upon that. And the other one, which is pretty exciting, is that same concept of selective absorption of materials that graphene has, gives us the opportunity to use, to develop apparatus that could separate, that we think could be able to separate precious metals from otherwise scrap mine tailings. So there's a, you know, very, very large amounts of, I guess at the moment, sub-economic amounts of precious metals in tailings from mines that we think, with the application of the right technology using graphene, can help us, can help producers access that. So we will be, the use of funds is about progressing that project in particular.
Well, you know, most of our listeners know I'm a bit of a gold nerd. So when you say precious metals, I sit up and take notice. Yes. That's a $1 trillion area. And, you know, if it, I guess that's using technology and cleaning up the environment as well. So it's kind of a win-win. How far down the road are you with that?
Well, we're commencing down the road. We've got some interesting experiments in the university which prove that it's theoretically possible, and we have to transfer the theory into an apparatus that will enable it to be done on a scale at a mine. So there's some work to be done, but it's work where the basic chemistry anyway. Has been, you know, thought through and looks viable. The mechanical engineering and the physics of taking that chemistry and making it work in the real world is where Spark will invest its money.
Tom, I'd like to ask a slightly personal note here. What attracted you to this particular company and what they're doing? Do you see that this is... Yeah. A game changer in terms of not just cleaning up the environment, but I mean the marine and shipping industry.
Yeah. I mean, we want to look after shareholders, and we think it's obviously it's good to have a mission that is also good for society. But I think the fact that we have a new material and we have South Australian based capability, I am excited about South Australia as a place. I'm unashamedly a South Australian. And so that was attractive. And to take something so new and do something with it in Adelaide and take on a global market is exciting. That's what's exciting. And you know, I been involved with other companies that have done that successfully, and it's great to find another product that we think we can do the same thing with.
Tom, let's talk about a timeline. I mentioned earlier that you're listing about mid-November. Mm-hmm. We're recording this early November, actually on the US election day. Woo!
Yeah.
And from an investor's point of view, what timelines are you looking at, and why should investors start to sit up and take notice of what you guys are doing?
Well, I think we've been limited in our ability to exploit the technology we have by not having the team of people, the space, the machinery and the equipment to progress the study, the testing and the product development work at a rate that we would like because of a lack of cash. Now, this cash will enable us to get going, and the nearest term opportunity is with the marine coatings, where we have a pathway through to industrial partners, where we think we can develop a recipe and as to how we can add graphene into marine industrial coatings, and then we can reach an economic arrangement with them that will generate returns for our shareholders. So we're well funded, and we have milestones to hit that we would like to announce as we hit them.
There are other graphene companies around. What sets out Spark Technologies from the others out there on the market?
Yeah, so I think to say it's just graphene is probably, we're talking about graphene will be a commodity in and of itself, but the usages to which you put graphene and the recipes and the products you develop from graphene are the ones where we're looking to generate IP. So we think we have some interesting patents or good patents in particular large market segments. And so there'll be other companies associated with graphene doing other things with graphene, whether it's batteries or superconductive. There's lots of companies doing work with that take advantage of the superconductivity of graphene. So it's actually a challenge. We get a lot of people saying, wow, have you just seen this use of graphene? There are lots of uses of graphene.
Yeah.
And staying focused and being and delivering on those three that we're trying to focus on is a big part of making sure that we get somewhere in a market with the funding we have.
You mentioned the three markets you're looking at. You're listed. You're fully funded. You're well funded. Mm-hmm. Those three areas, because we talked about the remediation of the tailings dams. Are you just going to focus on that marine market to begin with?
No, we think we've got. We've got a small team on the marine coatings, and we think we can have, and we've got a small team, albeit operating at a sort of half rat power at the moment with the funding, on to just doing the chemistry and the, well, not the chemistry's done, I should have said that, on the physics and mechanical engineering about exploiting the environmental remediation / metal tailings recovery. So we'll be running those two projects in parallel, well, 2/3.
Okay, so they run in parallel, and I guess once you prove the technology to begin with, then it becomes a global market, which is in the trillion dollars.
That's correct. So if we've proven the technology, we then have a design and a way of doing something that has been developed most likely in conjunction with a partner from that industry, and that we would then be able to license that. Seek out manufacturers, those sorts of things, in order to monetize it for our shareholders.
Before we finish up, Tom, what would you say to investors that are listening to us today? You're not quite listed yet, but once you do, why should they be sitting up and taking notice of Tom Sperling and the Spark?
we have a very exciting core of markets that we're accessing. And we have the basics of the technology in place. The challenge now is to bring that together, and that's my job, and I'm excited about doing it.
Well, that sounds good. And, you know, a big tick from the University of Adelaide coming in as a cornerstone investor. Very exciting times for you, Tom Sperling. Thank you so much. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, ASX code, nearly forgot, when they list will be SPN. S-P-N.
Yeah.
S-P-N. So watch this space. They're just about to list. Very exciting times.
It's converting from AJC to SPN.
There you go. If you saw AJC, forget that one. It's SPN going forward.
Yep.
Tom, thanks so much for joining. Yep. Did you have any last comments?
No, that's great. Thanks, Kerry, for taking the time. Excellent.
Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you soon. Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Bye.